Listener Production.
G'day there, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. For the first time in almost 3 years, the Coalition's primary vote has overtaken Labor's in Victoria, 38 to 36%. The government still leads the two-party preferred race, though, but senior Labor figures have raised concerns about the downward trend. A crossfire in Kyler kept crews busy on Saturday afternoon, with the blaze coming very close to a group of properties behind Prospect Crescent. Scott Walters from the Shepparton FRV units told the Shep News the blaze took around 20 minutes to tame, with a recent grassland mow helping to slow the spread of the fire. Investigations are now underway into what caused the incident. Police are warning parents in Traralgon to keep an eye on their kids after an alleged abduction attempt near a primary school last Thursday morning. A suspect so far hasn't been located. There could be at least 15 people back at work at Tongala's dairy factory by mid-year, according to reports, after Tongala Nutrition bought the former Nestle site. And if you're part of a community group around the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland in need of a funding boost, why not consider applying for the Qantas Regional Grants Program? $2 million is available to help those groups in need. Flights and marketing support also available. QantasLink CEO Rachel Yangoyan says they had 1,600 applicants last year and are hoping to see a similar amount this time around.
Certainly see that even with the program that we put in, well, it's been in for a couple of years now, and so with last year we are seeing some really good benefits and impact that the assistance has provided for those who were part of the program last year as well.
It was a weekend of grand finals with victors crowned in Shepparton's Haysman Shield, as well as the Latrobe Valley League in Gippsland. Kyabram outclassed Maroopna to take the win after 2 days of play, the Redbacks going all out for 159, while Maroopna could only muster 110 runs. As for the Premier A grade in the Latrobe Valley, ex-students dominated Glengarry, with Jason McMahon taking a century for the victors. Meantime, Centrals took out the A grade title.